When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. My name is Whitmer Thomas. I'm joined, as always, by my number one co-host, Mr. Clay Tatum.
Yeah, baby!
Hit it, Clay.
Oh, cheese, baby!
We have our number one guest, Bud Diaz, and our number one audience member, Rodney Berry. And today's on the podcast, we're talking about Aquaman and Spider-Man. On the inverse, in to the universe. Here comes the podcast. Thanks for listening. Yeah, let's go. Wow, that was really good.
Thank you so much.
Every week you get better, Clay.
I know, I'm trying.
Well, so we had a great...
Hey, what are we doing today?
We're going to talk about a movie. Well, duh. Oh, duh. So we had a great week off. I hope everybody out there had a nice time.
Thank you so much.
And Clay, how was your Christmas?
Christmas is good, baby. I saw some movies and listened to some jazz, baby.
How about you, bud?
Ooh, it was bad. Got a bit of the food poisoning at the seafood buffet.
What you call? What?
Yeah. But I made time to go to the cinema and watch some films.
Yeah. What were you eating at this fishy place?
Crab legs, oysters, clams.
Now, did you notice while at the buffet of maybe something might be wrong?
Yeah. Well, the first sign was that these seafood items had no flavor.
Wait, let me get whatsoever. Hey, wait, bud, hold on.
Yeah.
I gotta play something.
Get something. Yeah, yeah. Get nautical. Something fishy with a jazz pop tune.
Okay, nautical jazz.
Yeah, of course. So yeah, there was no flavor whatsoever in the seafood. It was kind of like just eating a snow cone with none of the flavor in it, just shaved ice.
But it had the texture of the fish?
It had the texture of the fish, yeah. It was interesting, so I wasn't sure. I looked around.
There's some fish over here.
I looked around at my peers and I questioned. We kind of gave them that like
shrimp for ya.
That look of like, are you gonna eat it? And they go, I mean, I guess. Are you gonna eat it? I go, hey, well, I guess. And then we did. We ate mountains of the stuff.
Did you dip it in anything?
Nothing. Plain.
No sauce.
No nothing. You know what the thought? The thought to me, they had sauce.
Darn it, Charlie!
They had like butter
boot.
Sauce, but I didn't. I saw the butter sauce and I didn't trust that.
Well,
I said
you can
that
eat the
looks
boot
suspect.
Still.
What? Are you, okay, so where's this place that you went?
The Santa Maria Inn.
Okay. You went to a motel.
It was.
It's a historic. It's a historic inn.
And it's historically, famously haunted. Also, I don't think that had anything to do
Diet
with
ghost?
It. Unless
but
a ghost.
Diet ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Diet ghost.
All right,
play something spooky.
Okay.
Let's go, baby.
Unless a ghost flew in my gut and caused this wreckage.
Oh, you got ghost gut?
Yeah, I got ghost gut.
You can get ghost gut.
That can't
easy.
Happen.
Yeah.
Rod, what about you? Got a Christmas tale?
Yeah. No, I just have fun. I hang out with my mom, and then we took my cousins to see Spider-Man. It was just fun time.
Yeah. How old is cousin?
Like 11, and then like younger than 11.
Perfect age.
Yeah.
Pre-fuck.
Okay, let's play some underage music.
Oh, no. What does that mean?
Now, is your cousin a boy or a girl?
It's two boys.
So they jack off, for sure.
I mean, I didn't ask, but yeah, probably.
Yeah, they're probably jacking off.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool. All
right.
That's cool.
They're getting to be that age.
Play right there.
I guess.
Now, when did we all start jacking off? Me, 10. But I didn't. Nothing came out my dick till I was 11 or something.
When was the?
That's the first time I ever gave a proper nut.
Wow.
Yeah. Wait. So you were just you would not nut, and then afterwards you would go.
You'd just be
that was great masturbation.
No, I would still have an orgasm, but it would just go. There would be no
smoke would
dust.
Come out. Yeah, smoke.
Yeah, it would be like weird smoke,
like a fucking choo choo train.
And then I remember.
Ooh, this is.
I remember the first time I ever.
Off.
Yeah, go on.
And it was incredible. It was clear.
By hand?
It was by hand.
Oh, wow.
Wait. Can
wow,
you,
would
wait,
you?
Wait. Hey, wait. What? Can you reenact it?
Reenact your first nut.
Okay, ready? And I'll score. All
right.
This is scored by Clay.
All right. Yeah. Okay, tell me when to get sexy and I'll score. All
right. Okay, and go. You
okay.
All right, so I turn the TV on to I go to a show where there's on HBO where there's aliens having sex.
I'm sorry?
And I start or it's like hot babes who are actually aliens. Ooh, and they're and they're kissing each other and you can see their boobs and then I'm 11 and I slowly reach my hand down my boxer shorts.
Oh, it's moving slow.
And I start just gently stroking my 11
year old. Oh, it's a gentle stroke.
Dick. I'm just gently stroking and then I build up my stroke.
What are you doing? I'm gonna get out of here!
Okay.
I'm gonna get out of my house!
And that's when
comedy.
Classic comedy!
Wait, you kicked your mom out of your house?
Yeah, I kicked her out of the house. She had to go to jail. She lived on the streets and she was a nuisance.
That's classic comedy!
Yeah. Anyway, so I was 11 when I first met.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm proud of you.
How did you play?
I was watching O Canada. It was at a Cartoon Network. I wasn't watching it. It just so happened to be on because I was scared of the dark.
When you're trying to get to your nut?
Little Papa was trying to get his nut. And I got my nut. And I remember O Canada. What was the cartoon show? It was
Comedy Central, I thought.
No. It was Cartoon Network. Oh. And it was on
I never seen that.
Wow. I don't know what that is.
I know the story.
That's a vivid memory.
Sure, yeah.
Me going, what is this eggy crap I got on my hands?
Eggy?
Yeah,
I thought I peed on my parents' bed. Turns out a nut.
What were you doing on your parents' bed?
He was trying to pee.
No, I was. No,
accidentally nutted.
No. I had no. There was a doll I used to take on fake dates, and one of the
dates
really
nice.
Ended up I just humped the shit out of it, and then I thought I peed on the bed.
That's funny.
How old?
Yeah. Imagine.
I mean, probably 11, I guess.
Yeah.
10 or 11? I don't know.
Just imagine my old bud.
What about you, Rad?
I mean, I feel like it was probably like 12.
Yeah, I don't know the age.
And sorry. Hold on.
And I was watching the movie Striptease.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. How did you get your hands on that?
I don't know.
Now you're 12. Do you remember just like stroking?
I think she was stripping and I touched it and I came.
Wow!
Yeah, you nut. You mean?
Oh, I nut.
You didn't even have to work for it.
You had to
Lucky.
Be with someone who you love to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of that crap, this last week I saw the film
Aquaman,
directed by DC Comics.
So would you say this is nautical too?
Oh, yeah,
for
sure. This movie has some nautical themes, so let's get something nautical with the jazz
imagine,
pop tinge.
Imagine you're at the beach, and you're hearing the waves crash, and you're also hearing
Can I be on the pier?
Okay,
I'm on the pier.
Okay, ready?
All right.
The film Aquaman opens up probably about 30 years ago, 35 years ago, and the dad is at the lighthouse and the mom is washed up to shore and she has a trident and she's wearing funny clothes that suggest she's a superhero. The dad and the mom make friends and he gives her tea. She doesn't know what TV is but she has technology and she throws her trident through the TV.
Wait, who has the technology?
The mom. And the mom is Nicole Kidman and the dad is just some guy. And so the dad gives her tea and the mommy fucks the daddy from the tea. And she fucking shits out a little aqua baby. And this baby is very handsome and small with olive skin and beautiful eyes and nice hair.
Mm.
And he has fish power. And well,
so baby has fish power.
Has fish power and the fish love this baby. And they always are jumping around on him. And the dad and the mom are proud of their fish baby. And then then the bad guys dressed as stormtroopers come and they fight the mummy and take the mummy back to the sea.
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
So yeah, this is where it gets dangerous. And now cut to present day. We have Arthur Curry, who is saving a boat that goes underwater called a submarine. And
he saves it?
Why is that funny, Rod?
Yeah, why is it funny?
It's a boat that goes underwater.
Okay.
Submarine.
I've never heard of it.
It's a submarine, yeah.
Yeah, so it goes underwater, submarine style. This
like
boat.
In the summer.
Sandwich.
Sandwich goes underwater.
Yeah.
I think now you're getting it.
Yeah, so that's when the bad guys come to rob the boat of the stuff, and the Aquaman kills them all and kills one of the main bad guys' dad, who has a sword for an arm. And this pisses the guy off because he loves his dad. And he says, I'm going to get my vengeance. And that guy decides from then on, I'm going to get my vengeance. And so this is when Aquaman is drinking with his papa. And what?
Papa doesn't die?
No, Aquaman kills someone's papa.
Why?
Because he don't like
him. He's pissed.
He's bad. Aquaman kills the guy's daddy.
Okay.
Mm. He doesn't like dads.
Yeah, but he loves his own papa. And then while he's drinking with his papa, some girl named Amber Heard comes who works for the water people.
What?
Amber Heard comes and she works for the water people. Write that down.
Department of Water and Power?
Yeah, her name.
It's like the underground water.
Is this LADWP?
Yeah, LADWP. Yeah.
She works for the water people. She comes down onto the earth and says, listen, we need your help. We need you to unite the sea. And he goes, listen, I talk to the fish, all right? I don't run the fish. I just talk. I'm just their friend. So she comes and she's talking to him. He goes, nah. But then a big wave comes, which is sent by Aquaman's, who is Arthur Curry. Aquaman's his younger brother.
Aquaman.
He has a brother?
He's got a younger brother named Orn.
Orn?
O-R-N. Orn.
Yes, Orn.
Orn.
Yes. Orn.
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 So Orn sends a big wave to piss all the earth off.
Wait, who's... Okay, Orn, sorry.
Orn?
Orn?
Yeah. And Orn is up to some sneaky tricks. He's trying to get the water people to fight all the earth people and take over, because they used to a long time ago own the earth people. So at this point, Aquaman is not knowing what to do. His dad is crushed by the wave. Amber Heard comes and saves his dad by... But guess what? Remember in Green Mile?
Yep.
What is the most memorable part of Green Mile?
The
sucking the pee.
Sucking the pee,
sucking
baby!
The pee.
He sucked the piss.
He sucked the piss out of him?
He sucks the piss out of Tom Hanks' dick. In this film, Amber Heard can suck the juice out of people.
In the same way.
Are you talking about like
piss, baby?
So yeah, she sucks the piss straight out of Aquaman's dad's throat. Sucks piss out of his throat. And that makes him survive.
Wow.
So Aquaman goes, fine, I'll go help you. So he goes down, and at this point, he's having flashbacks of him and Willem Dafoe, the actor.
Yeah.
And Willem Dafoe is teaching him how to fight. Green Goblin is teaching him how to fight using spinning his trident really fast. And Aquaman, baby Aquaman is going, I just want to know how to do it. And he's like, it just takes time to learn.
Wait, I thought the trident was still in the TV.
They took that out.
Okay, got it. All right, I'm back.
So, and Clay, this movie's really long. You might need more paper.
Oh, God. Play that one again, though. That was cool.
Yeah, it's called, yeah.
It reminded me of Streets of Rage.
Play, go.
Hit it.
Excuse me.
So, he goes down. Him and Amber Heard and Willem Dafoe fight some more stormtrooper guys. He gets beat up by a stormtrooper.
Where are we in this movie?
We're in the water.
Is this the first act, second act?
First act?
Oh, I think barely the end of the first act.
Oh, man.
First act.
This is too long.
We wet.
Yeah, we wet as hell.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
Okay, so stormtroopers capture Arthur Curry, Aquaman, and they toss him into his little brother. His little brother says, you want to be the king? And he goes, I just want to be the king. I don't give a crab's ass. I just doing what I gotta do. And
he goes, crab's ass?
Yeah.
A crab's ass.
You have to remember where you are.
Okay? Yeah, you're right. You're right.
A crab is the sea rat. So, so he goes, I don't give a crab's ass. Just let me get out of here. And he goes, you gotta fight me if you wanna be king. And he goes, all right, fine, I'll fight you. So they fight, and Orn pretty much wins. And at this point, Amber Heard comes back in a ship, and they go driving around. And they go, guess what? We gotta go to the desert.
Hong Kong.
Yeah. And they beep. We gotta go to the desert to find the
out of the way.
Gotta get to the desert.
Yeah,
fish
so they
fish
then
out
they,
of water.
They ask a guy who's got an airplane just to fly him there. Which is, I guess, weird. It's nice, I guess.
That's
that
really
he
nice
does
of that guy.
So he flies him to the desert. They jump out of the plane and just land in the sand. And then they go find this fancy new trident that can like beat anything. So
okay,
they
where are we at in the movie now?
Yeah, man.
We're clearly
middle.
In the middle. Okay.
So they get there. They find this hole.
Okay, so let me just catch up where I was writing down some.
So they get through the hole.
So what they did, they went to the desert. They took a car and a plane. And they jumped out of the plane.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Just making sure.
And then they find the trident. They think, but really, it's just a video of a guy telling them where the trident is. Do you see my
it's
man?
It's a video. Mm.
Yeah, my man.
They went to the desert to watch a video.
Yeah, my man.
Was it on YouTube?
Was it at YouTube?
No, it's like a hologram. My man.
So
a fish hologram?
Like a VR.
No, because now they're
Oculus.
Now they're in
Oculus
the sand, yeah. In the desi.
Oh, so it's a like a desert fish.
A desi fishy.
Okay.
So, well, because the aqua people used to live on the sand.
At this point, does Aquaman still not care, or does he care now?
He's starting to care. But
okay.
The aqua people used to live on the sand, and they got too good at building technologies, and that's what made the world make them go to Atlantis. It's really simple stuff, Rad. Just
I mean,
this
all makes
clean
sense.
The shit out of
I know, I agree.
So
get your act together.
Yeah, I got shit in my ears.
So then they go, oh, crap, well, now we got to get this crap going. So then they go to Italy, and...
why are they in Italy?
I don't know.
The pizza?
Like, yeah, to get the...
Where they go...
pizza?
That got him.
So play
something Italian.
Play
something
Italian.
Oh, actually.
Like and everyone do like your best Italian kid voice.
Okie dokie.
So they are in Italy, and now they're finally experiencing some romance. They're reading about books.
Oh, my God.
And they're, and they're smelling flowers. Oh, I forgot.
Oh, my God.
When Amber Heard and Aquaman earlier, they had to hide from a bad guy. Aquaman... hid in a whale's mouth with Amber Heard, like in Pinocchio.
They did what?
That's freaking awesome.
Like in Pinocchio, they
like
hide
Pinocchio.
In a whale's mouth.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, so, that freaking little wooden liar?
Geppetto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, for some reason, at this point in the movie, a child just walks up to Amber Heard and goes, "Here you go, here you go. I think you will like this book."
God.
And it's the Pinocchio book.
Yeah.
It's Pinocchio?
Was the boy Pinocchio?
No.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's a little girl.
Wait.
Oh, never mind.
And so, really not prompted by anything at all, she just decides to give her the book that they were just talking about.
Sure.
They were talking about Pinocchio.
Yeah. So,
interesting.
And that,
so she's in on it.
That never comes back. Anyway, so then they're fighting each other on roofs, and guess what? The guy from the beginning of the movie,
the dead dad,
his son,
yeah,
is now Praying Mantis,
like a bug.
Is a bad guy called Praying Mantis, and he's pissed off.
Is he a water baddie or a land baddie?
He can do both.
Oh my God!
Just like the Praying Mantis.
Yeah.
Yes.
Swims, and walks.
Is he Christian?
And prays.
I don't know if he's Christian. He could be. So he goes and beats the crap out of Aquaman, but then Aquaman ends up winning. Amber Heard beats up all the stormtroopers. Then they go back for a swim. They fight some creepy little fish people. And these creepy little fish people are afraid of light, so they take a flashlight and they swim it down as deep as they can. And the creepy little fish people follow them. And then they're, guess what? They're captured by a big creepy little white fish person.
Yeah, I remember that.
And... the whitefish person, guess what?
What?
Is Aquaman's, guess what?
What?
His pappy.
Mom?
Yep. She takes off her fish head, and it's Nicole Kidman.
Wow, Nicole Kidman.
And she's been banished down there this whole time.
She's been banished down there.
And Aquaman says, Mom, I gotta get the trident, my man. And she goes, well, you can't. I've tried over and over again, and the Sikh monster won't let me get it. She's killed many people trying to get it. And he goes, well, I gotta try, Mom. Okay, pal. So he goes in there, and he says, give me the thing. And she goes, why? You don't deserve it. You're crap. And he goes, I know I don't deserve it.
She goes, clean your room.
This is a sea monster.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He goes, I know I don't deserve it, to the sea monster. Sea monster says, really? And he goes, yeah, I'm no one. I'm nothing, okay?
What happened to the mom? I was right.
Mom's waiting outside.
Yeah, she's waiting.
In the car?
She's in the car.
She's basically in the car with Amber Heard.
They're both in the car.
Are they going to go to Dunkin' after?
I hope they go to Dunkin'.
Oh, they're
going
to get freaking Dunkin'.
So.
The ocean runs on Dunkin'.
So. That's not funny.
It's very funny.
No, that's not.
It's true.
It's racist.
It's very true that the ocean runs on Dunkin'.
It's not. Prove it. You got the papers to prove it?
No.
Yeah, check it out. Okay. Go to the ocean. You'll see.
Okay, so guess what? He goes, what? I don't deserve trying it.
Trying what?
I don't deserve this trident.
Trying what?
I'm nothing. I don't deserve this trident.
Tried. Oh, I'm sorry.
And then guess what the sea monster says?
What?
You passed the test.
Really?
You're the first person to ever do that.
Because he's the biggest one.
So guess what? The trident is yours.
Is there anyone bigger? Is there anyone bigger than Aquaman in the movie?
No, he's tallest.
I knew it.
And at this point,
I knew it.
Guess what's happening in the above?
Waves
in Atlantis.
What?
A big wave.
No, it's biggest now wave you're in Atlantis.
Seen.
Is oh. There's war?
Ooh, surfing music.
War of the seas.
Hit the surf.
There's war of the seas, and this is really cool part of this movie.
I remember. Yeah,
is the giant sea monster and scary. Aquaman and Amber Heard and Nicole Kidman. All travel to the war, and they just beat the crap out of the bad guys. And they got sharks with laser beams on their freaking heads.
Sea turtles with switchblades.
They really do have... I wouldn't be surprised if Dr. Evil himself directed this movie.
Shrimps with shanks.
Because they have freaking sharks with freaking laser beams on their freaking heads. Yeah. And
that's all he wants.
That's shagadelic.
Yeah, and Aquaman beats up everybody, and... Nicole Kidman does, and Bazaru Bazbe. And then at this point, they win the war. Aquaman has decided this guy's cool. But guess what? His little brother's pissed. And at this point, his little brother says, I'm no longer your little brother. Now, I am Ocean Master.
On to Act 2.
I'm Ocean Master. This is a final fight. Then they get on top of that sinking boat swimmer called the submarine. And they fight. And Aquaman beats the crap at a Ocean Master doing what trick?
Twirling the trident?
Yep. Twirling that trident. It came back. Now he is the king of Atlantis. He unites all of the people. And then Nicole Kidman goes back up, sees her boyfriend, who Aquaman's dad, and they kiss, and that's the end.
Okay, so what do you give this?
It's one of the easiest 10 out of 10s I've ever had to give in my life. Okay. Clay. What about you, bud?
10 out of 10.
Why?
Because, I mean, it's just moving. I felt moved in the end.
Yeah. What about you, Rad?
I'm going to have to give it a 10 out of 10 for sure.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, anytime I see a freaking shark with a freaking laser beam on its freaking head, I give it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, right. So you kind of spoke a little faster than I can write, but I think I kept up pretty good. And so with this review, you're going to get my take, and you're also going to learn a little bit about the movie, how it begins, middles, and ends. So
how it middles.
what type of music would you say would be perfect for this?
Something epic with a jazz pop tinge, but something also a little bit sweet.
And keep it wet, please.
Okay, thank you. Hi, my name is Clay Tatum, and this is my review of Whitman.
Whitman?
And here's my review right now of Aquaman Whitman. underage kids jerk off.
Hold on.
That's part of it.
35 years ago in 1989, mommy has tech, and then she fucking daddy. baby has fish power. From the mummy fucky. Sandwich goes wet. Bad guy. Dad gets beaten up. She works at LADWP. That's Los Angeles the Water Power. Orin is a sneaky bitch. Girl sucky daddy. Free Dob says stop hogging the knob. First egg, we wet. Orange.
Green cups and stuff.
Yeah, so this is second act, so it needs to be built. Yeah,
we're building it up.
Yeah.
Orange fights for crab ass. He wins. then drives, they fly. They drive, they fly, they watch a movie. We are in Italy, the city of spicy spaghetti. they did something with the book. That book is Pinocchio. That's why they went to Italy. Okay, so that happened. for that book, okay, Mantis fights someone, I think that's Aquaman, mom. Want some trident? No, I'm good. Then here it is. Austin Power is super groovy dude. Mom waits, and if he is good, he gets Duncan in the water. So he gets dunked in the water.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. What do you give it?
So I guess for all that, I really sent in the movie. That's all my thoughts that I was thinking while I was watching that cinema. And I think because of all that, I give this movie a perfect 10 out of 10.
Well, I noticed you didn't talk about the final fight.
In your review.
Let me get to that. So that happens at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
So let me just go to the last sentence I wrote, which is, mom waits, and if he is good, he gets dunked in the water. So I think I covered that, and that's why I put in the movie.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he covered it.
I think I understand. Can I get that pin back? Okay.
Okay, sure.
So what are we doing next?
The next film we should talk about is Spider-Man Into the
Spider-Verse.
Spider-Man inside the Spider-Verse.
Okay, yep. So this is a different kind of Spider-Man. His name's
so we need some like spider music.
Yeah, spider music.
Yeah, music for spiders.
This film is really cool.
And it's very cool. It's a cool animation style that I've never seen before. It stars Miles Morales.
Miles Morales
is Hispanic, and he's also black, and he's multicultural and cool, and he speaks multiple languages, and he lives in Brooklyn.
Do you have a problem with that?
No, I think it's cool.
But do you have a problem with that?
No. Well,
Rod?
No, it's very cool. I think like it.
Rod, are you sure?
Yeah, I like
Rod
it.
Rod seems pissed.
No, I'm
why
not
are you,
pissed.
Why are you look?
So this is Spider. Mad. This
I
is
liked
hey,
it.
This is what was the title?
Into the Spider-Man.
Into the Spider-Verse.
Listen to me. Spider-Verse. Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay. Spider-Man.
Okay,
into
so
the
Spider-Man is a boy, and at this point in the film, he's not Spider-Man yet, and his big uncle is a. Cool
so you would say he's underage.
He is for sure 14 years old. He is in ninth grade, and he's going to a prep school, and his dad loves him. And his dad is a. I'm going to speed through this one. His dad is a cop. His dad loves him so much, and his dad makes him say "I love you." Okay. And Miles Morales is embarrassed because he likes to put his graffiti on
makes
stuff.
Him say, I love
and then
you
he
daddy.
Goes and hangs out with his older uncle. His older uncle is really loving and nice, and makes him also. Loves to practice graffiti with him. But guess what? His older uncle has a secret, and the secret is that he's the Prowler.
Oh.
Older uncle prowls.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what? Who does he prowl on?
Good guys.
Yeah. Good bad guys?
He works for Kingpin.
Would you say Spider-Man's a good guy?
Mm-hmm. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, so.
So, wait. So, he's older uncle.
And so, Spider-Man is fighting, regular Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man, is fighting Kingpin's bad guys, and there's a big universe thing happening that Kingpin wants to bring his kid and his wife back to life, and so Spider-Man's trying to get it not to have him because it'll probably kill New York City. But then guess what? Spider-Man's killed, and Miles Morales is bit by a spider. Ouch! At the same time, something, and the spider has powers and gives him powers, but Miles Morales doesn't really understand what's
Spider-Man
going on.
Spider-Man is bit by Spider-Man?
No, Miles Morales bit by a spider.
Okay.
And Miles Morales watches Peter Parker die, played by was played by Tobey Maguire. And Tobey Maguire
in this universe
this
he's a Tobey?
This is a blonde hair Spider-Man.
Well, yeah, so Miles Morales takes off the mask. Guess what? Spider-Man has blonde hair? I don't remember that. That's
what is
weird.
This?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's weird.
That is weird.
So
you're making it weird.
Then
is
the
there, is there is there two Spider-Mans here?
Oh, hold up.
Wait,
haven't even got to the Spider-Man.
Okay, so there's Spider-Man
one,
yet.
Okay, there's one Spider-Man. I got that. I understand.
Yeah.
There's one Spider-Man.
He died.
The Spider-Man died.
Yeah.
So the
Peter
Spider-Man.
Parker.
Okay, so here. Oh, okay, I get it.
Miles
totally
got
it.
Bit by a spider.
Spider-Man dies
because
he gets bit by a spider and he dies.
Yep.
No more Spider-Man.
No. Okay. No question about it. That is the way it happened.
Okay. No. More Spider-Man. This is a sad part. Mm-hmm. So we go to his funeral.
No. Well, okay. Yeah, sort of. Spider-Verse opens up at this point, and guess what? We're not even in the universe that we know about.
Yeah, they're like, what is this?
Yeah.
That's what they said.
And it turns out the Spider-Man that we know about is in a completely different universe. And I'm talking about our classic brunette Spider-Man. And he is a little bit washed up. And he's kind of like, he's probably 40.
Yeah.
He's like 35.
Ew.
Yeah, worse.
Too old.
Worse than 40.
He's an old bitch.
Yeah. He's fat.
Yeah, he's fat. So he comes into the regular universe, and then guess who else does? Spider-Man Noir, who's cool and wears a jacket and is black and white.
He's got
And then Spider-Pig, or Peter Porker.
And they're all coming for the funeral?
Yeah. They're all coming to the universe.
They all see the funeral.
It's a hard movie to explain. And then a Japanese girl with a robot spider comes.
Penny Parker.
Built by her dad. And they all fight all the crime together, trying to teach Miles Morales how to be the best Spider-Man he can. And Miles Morales just doesn't know if he's ready, and he doesn't really know how to control his cool powers because he doesn't...
He's only been Spider-Man for, like, a day.
Yeah, and he doesn't love himself. Or he doesn't think he's very special or cool.
Okay, so and I have... Guess okay, what? So let me... I'm writing down all the Spider-Mans.
Mm-hmm.
I got white Spider-Man so far. Who else is in this?
There's Gwen Stacy.
Spider-Gwen.
Spider-Woman. Spider-Gwen.
Spider-Gwen?
Yeah.
And she
So everyone's Spider-Man, but once Gwen gets bit...
No, there's Spider-Pig.
There's a Spider-Pig.
But the pig is a pig, my man.
Well, but also Penny
Parker...
There's
a boy pig.
I don't think Penny Parker is like a spider...
Is it Spidey-Gwen?
Well, no. Sometimes it's called Spider-Gwen, sometimes it's Spider-Women.
Women.
Yeah. Well, okay.
All of these people got bit by a spider.
In different universes.
Yes.
Okay. And Spider-Gwen has been there the whole time, and Peter Parker... I know, and Miles Morales gave her a haircut.
Yeah.
So, at some point, they all have to team up to fight Kingpin and close the universe, and also they have to fight Scorpion, and they have to fight Doc Ock.
There's a lot going on in this movie.
A ton of stuff. And they got the hard drive that they have to plug in.
They did get the hard drive.
They got to plug in, and then
USB.
Miles Morales, at this point, Aunt May comes and says, "Come check out all the spider suits I got." So he does.
Who's Aunt?
Aunt May?
Is this the pig, Aunt May?
No. This is Aunt May.
Is there a piggy
from
Aunt
May? the dead Peter Parker?
Yeah.
Which one is that Peter Parker?
The beautiful blonde hair.
The Peter universe. Parker. Miles Morales' universe. You see?
He's blonde.
No,
Miles Morales
mixed race.
Is mixed. He's
Hispanic and African American.
He's not the blonde.
No, that's Spider-Man.
No, that's Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
That's Peter Parker.
Yeah.
And then there's also Peter B. Parker, Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Who's that?
That's the fat Spider-Man.
Peter B. Spider-Man. Parker.
Yeah. And then there's Parker.
Yeah.
Then there's
Peter Porker.
Peter Porker.
Peter Who's
Porker.
Spider-Pig.
And there's Peter Griffin.
Yeah.
And what does he sound like if he's Spider-Man, bud?
Hello, Lois.
Okay. So we got that.
But he has to fight crime.
What?
He has to do Spider-Man.
He has to fight
stuff.
A crime.
He's Spider-Man.
I'm Spider-Man.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and now, but guess what? His arch nemesis is Stewie.
Oh, no, it's me, Stewie.
Oh, God. Okay.
And he.
Is Stewie here?
See.
And he's
Stewie Griffin,
and he's got Green Goblin's cool gadgets.
It's me, Stewie Griffin.
Clay loves it,
but he's getting all web.
Hello, Stewie.
And Spider Peter is shooting his web at Stewie.
We're just quiet now. Let's continue.
How would Stewie react to all that web?
Oh no, that's too much spider's web.
But maybe he would have to enlist the help of Brian.
Ryan, yeah. Ryan.
Brian?
Yeah, the dog, oh, Brian.
The dog, Brian.
Brian! Help me.
Okay.
Help me, Brian.
And then so on.
You're doing really good. This is really good.
So what would Brian say?
What would Brian say?
Well, Stewie, I can't do it.
Oh, guess what?
No, let him do it.
Okay.
Yeah. You're doing it. Just commit to it.
I don't know how to help you, Stewie.
Okay, then what does he do?
Help me!
Maybe he has to enlist the help of Quagmire, who's hanging out with Chris.
Yeah.
Help me, Quagmire.
And Quagmire is having a conversation with Chris.
Hey, Chris. Giggity giggity.
And what does Chris say to Quagmire?
Yeah, it's improv. It's improv song. It's improv comedy.
Oh, jeez. I don't know, Quagmire. There's...
Wait, let's go.
How come they're not helping them?
No, and then they overhear in the background. It's Stewie's voice.
It's me.
And I need he needs help.
I need your help.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll help you.
Who was that?
Giggity giggity.
Giggity giggity?
Giggity giggity.
All right, so where are we at in the story now?
Where are we at in the story? Catch us. It's been so long since we started the story. Can you catch us up? We're starting with Stewie and all that. starting with Peter.
Stewie was in it for sure.
Yeah. What was this, the Family Guy storyline?
In Spider-Verse.
In the Spider-Verse?
Well, just so you know.
I don't remember where it left
in Spider-Verse, off. There's no Family Guy storyline.
What?
Uh-oh.
The computer just...
Yeah, in Spider-Verse, there's no Family Guy storyline. This is just something we've been doing.
But there was a storyline that Bud was riffing
on. Buddy's storyline is that, well, I'll just catch you up.
Okay. What type of music?
You realize there's no Family Guy part, though, right?
Something
Clay
really,
wrote down like 13 things.
Something really epic and cool with a jazz pop tune. Okay. And also, if you have the Family Guy theme.
Okay. No, I have it right here, actually.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
He's typing it.
Family Guy. Okay, so...
Wait, hold on. Hit the Family Guy theme. Sorry, my apologies. Hit it.
And he was the Family Guy. All right.
Yep. There it is.
Okay, so... So Family Guy, Lois is... No, Peter is Spider-Man, and Stewie is, like, a bad guy, and he's shooting the web, and Stewie says, "You're shooting web at me." And then he enlists the help of Quagmire and Chris. Right.
The computer's just dead, and the keyboard's dead.
So he is enlists the help of Quagmire and Chris, and Quagmire is just saying to Chris, "Giggity, giggity," and yes. Chris is saying, "You're Quagmire."
he keeps reminding him who he is.
Yeah, and Stewie says, "There's someone shooting web at me."
He keeps just calling for
and
help.
Then, I think that's the whole storyline for that. written by Bud Diaz.
How could I have written it? I watched it on the screen, my man.
No, you didn't. Oh, yeah, okay, so we're watching that. Yeah, you're right. Anyway, it was really good. Anyway, at the end, basically,
the
Spider Miles Morales gets... Peter Parker says, "You're not ready to help us, okay? So you just stay here," and he ties him up with web. And then Miles Morales, his dad comes and knocks on the door and says, "Your uncle got killed, and he was the Prowler, and that's bad." And Spider-Man and his dad says, "I love you, and I believe in you. I know you don't want to talk to me because you're probably upset." And then that's when Miles Morales realizes if he's nice and strong and loves his dad, he can have all the powers he wants. Mm-hmm. So he blasts out of there. He goes and gets his cool Spider-Man suit, spray paints it, and jumps around the city, goes and helps all the spiders, beat up Kingpin. And then he decides, well, guess what? Guys, I'm good. What?
What?
You said guess what?
And guess what? He asked what?
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 Guess what? Start what? Again. Say guess
what?
What?
Mean?
Guess what?
What?
What? Oh.
What?
What? Say it.
What?
Guess what?
What?
Guess no. Say finish what you're gonna say.
Christ! Yeah. Oh, finish it.
Finish it.
Okay, so he says, "Guess what, spiders?
What? What?
Christ, oh man.
What? What do you want to tell me?
I'm telling.
You let him tell you, Clay.
Wait.
Okay, tell me. Go.
Give him a chance.
Do you want to get wit?
So all the spiders are standing there after everything is defeated, uh-huh. And Peter Parker says, "Guess what, spiders?
What?
I don't what?
What?"
He says, "What?
What?"
He says, "I don't need your help anymore, so you go back and go back to your universe."
Uh-huh.
And guess what?
What?
They do. Uh-huh. And Miles Morales is now the Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
And he's cool.
Uh-huh.
And he's 14. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of pressure.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
And his dad loves him.
And then out of nowhere, hello, Lois.
Well, yeah, that's the
Peter Griffin.
Peter Griffin.
I am now
Spider-Man.
Okay, so so here's an update on the keyboard. The keyboard died, but that's okay. I got some backup music here. So while I'm trying to get this music, what are you going to rate the sucker?
I rate this very smooth, easy, breezy 10 out of
Beautiful.
10.
Beautiful, okay. Mm-hmm.
No question about it. It's a smooth 10 out of 10. What about you, buddy man?
I like that. I thought it was a bit long, but 10 out of 10.
Why?
Because it was a bit long.
So, but what did you love about it?
Well, I felt it was a bit long, but I give it a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
So that's a 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10. Rod, why are you putting this movie in those?
I'm going to have to give it a 10 out of 10. I mean, it was just one of the best animated movies I think I've ever seen, and I loved every minute of it.
Okay. Rod up.
But a bit long, you'd say.
No, actually, I could have watched maybe like 45 more minutes.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, wait. Can you put this up to the your microphone? And I'll tell you when to play it. Don't play it now.
Don't play it yet.
I'm not ready. I have to announce
wait,
the movie.
You're embarrassing us.
What you know what to do?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, my name is Clay Tatum. This is my review of the Spider-Man's universe. And what can you put up right to the mic? This is my review of Spider-Man's universe. Spider-Man is underage. Dad loves an underage boy. Older uncle is the prowler. He prowls on boys. Miles goes out, no more Spider-Man, except for, white Spider-Man, Miles and girl and pig. Peter is a family guy. Peter is a guy who totally can do everything that makes us laugh and cry. He's a family guy. And for, all that, I give this movie a perfect 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Why?
Because of everything I just said, okay?
So all together, what did we give it?
That's a 10. But the two 10s 20, would make a 20, so that would be 20, I mean, 20, 40. 20, 20, so that's...
Did you give it a 10 out of 10?
I actually gave it a 10 out of 10.
It's a perfect score.
It's the best score
40,
you can give a movie.
40, so it's an 80, that's a B minus.
B minus for the movie.
Which I would give it, because it's not the best movie in the world.
Yeah. Well, no, it is.
It's not Shawshank Redemption, that's for sure.
That's Shawshank.
So what else we got?
My name's Whit. And I definitely know that.
His name is Whit.
What about you?
I don't understand the question. Can I run it back or dial it back and talk about something real quick?
Yeah.
I was bit by a spider once in my youth.
Huh?
Yeah, I was bit by a brown recluse right in my face in my sleep.
Yeah.
And I didn't get any type of spider powers.
Yeah.
And all my friends told me how lucky I was. All I did was I have now like a weird like heart thing now.
And let's say if someone wants a mug like a nice old lady right in front of you,
I can't do shit about it.
Have you tried?
Well, what about your heart thing?
No. That's just
but me. Your heart power.
It's not a heart power. It's an ailment.
Why?
You got a heart power.
Why is it an ailment?
It's a right branch bundle block.
And
it means now my
kiss your mouth that mouth?
Yeah, right branch bottle block.
Yeah, my I kiss my mother with that mouth. My
sounds pretty powerful.
Means that one of the electrical signals fires dumb now.
Yeah,
it ain't right. Yeah. And that happened after I got bit by the spider.
Yeah,
that's
so
scary.
Yeah. So don't be led to believe that just because you get bit by a spider that you're going to get some sort of superpower, because it's not true.
What if you would have put that spider in the microwave?
What happens if you bite a spider?
Yeah.
Now that's actually the question that everyone wants to know. What happens when the human bites the spider?
That's actually spider pig's origin.
Huh? He bit a spider?
A pig. He got bit by a radioactive pig.
What? What did you say?
He was a spider who got bit by a radioactive pig?
Is this real or is this
canon?
Are you spoofing?
This is canon.
Pig got bit by a pig.
Yes.
And so his powers are pig powers?
Yeah, but
That's like if Whit took a diet out of me and then I turn into a human.
Well,
are you talking about?
He'd have to be radioactive.
Okay, so
that means Clay would get human powers, which means he can drive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can already drive, dude.
Well,
I have
already
a 2018 Honda.
Well, change it to something. Change, nice. Maybe you bit a dog.
Thank you so much.
Wait,
it's a lease.
Clay, what if you bit your cat, Lenny?
I would never.
He would never.
I bit Lenny.
No, I've actually been Lenny.
But now he gets your powers.
Oh, that's why he's been driving so much.
Wait,
what powers?
So hold up, though. So, a pig bit Spider Pig.
Yeah, pig bit the spider.
But a pig bit a pig. You're talking about a pig.
No, spider pig was a he's a spider.
He's a spider who was bit by a pig.
Oh.
So he's like a fat pig spider.
Why does he look like a damn pig?
Why does the Spider-Man look like a spider?
But a spider bites Spider-Man.
Yeah, he does. He has 8 legs.
Spider-Man don't look like spiders.
He doesn't look like a spider anymore.
Rod, you are...
Do you guys know about Man-Spider?
Who?
Man-Spider.
And sometimes Spider-Man, he'll turn to a spider.
Rod, I want to push you.
He'll be a Man-Spider.
Yeah. Okay. There's also Spider-Man.
Rod, I could kill you.
He's a man made up of a bunch of little spiders.
Why would you kill
Rod, I could kill you right now.
He could. He has the powers.
I know.
Yeah, maybe I should bite a pig so I can get the power to kill him.
Yeah. Okay, well,
I'm not done.
What? I can't even finish. What?
He's not done. Yeah.
I feel so lost without my keys in front
he's
of me.
Really upset.
My jazz machine is gone.
What if you queued up the exit song from a previous episode and then just played that on your phone?
That's really smart.
That's smart.
Is this really what you're gonna do?
Yeah.
Yes, that's really. I can't fucking leave the song without some jazz pop.
How old are you?
I'm
prove it.
I'm
18. I'm
19. Oh, I'm 20.
I'm 18 going on to 19.
I'm 20. I'm the oldest and I'm the smartest.
I'll be 20 in this next year.
Yeah, but I'll be older than you still.
This is why I mean, okay, 1 second.
Yeah.
I was like in flow.
No, that's the best of.
No.
That's where I left off.
Let's listen to that.
Yeah, let's just play the best of.
Wait, no, I just gotta go to the...
Let's listen to a second of each of the best of episodes.
Okay,
1 second. And review it.
No, we should do that.
What would it sound like if Peter Griffin did?
Ladies and gentlemen, how the fuck is everyone?
No, wait.
This episode of the podcast.
Oh, so my boy Joe Rogan?
No, you can't. Joe Rogan's here with us. Big deal today.
Okay. Wait, let's interview Joe Rogan. Pause it. So Joe just walked in.
Hey,
Joe Rogan.
Joey.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe. So what have you been, have you noticed any weird-ass wild stuff lately?
Sort of busted, but like from a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, sure. Joe, have you been like, I know you're with your friends and stuff, but have you tried any cool drugs like any acid or
ketamine?
Sat in that pit of water where you don't move?
Float humanly possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, my boy Joe, have you seen any movies lately that you want to talk about, or do you know?
How
any,
about it, Joey?
Any music or anything like that?
Battle Ropes.
I've seen Battle Ropes. Yeah. It's foreign.
Yeah.
So, Joe, my man, I really appreciate being on the podcast. I know you're a really busy guy. You got any spots later tonight, stand-up spots?
Variety of delicious recipes that make cooking for a healthy lifestyle easy.
What?
No, he's doing one of his bits. Joe, that's his new bit.
Is that one of your jokes?
Care of all that jazz.
That's all that jazz.
Thank
Joe.
You, wait, so this is the.
It's crazy.
So, we are at the tail end of this podcast, and I'd like to have you tell everyone thank you for listening. Have a good day, good night, and what you learned, and what about these movies. So you know how to do the outro, and let me cue up the music for this outro. And
some of the jazz pop tinge.
What do you want me to do?
Classic outro jazz pop tinge.
Just classic outro. Let me go through my Rolodex, see if I can find anything that's like that. Oops, I found something. Oh, this is also our intro song, and this is perfect. Bye, everyone.
Okay, well, thanks so much for listening to the American Arts and Culture Review. My name is Whitmer Thomas, and I was joined by
Clay Tatum, baby. Thank you so much for listening.
And we're here, with our number one guest, Bud Diaz, and our audience member, Rodney Berry.
Glad to be here.
Please listen again to our podcast next week.
Okay, bye, gang.
And look at our merch and write and rate and review. And
don't forget to check the Instagram.
And follow us on Instagram and Twitter. And thank you, Forever Dog. And
bye,
you guys
thank
are
thank you.
Guys
we love Forever
cool.
Dog.
And everybody's my best.
Forever Dog.
Forever Dog.
That's why we enter the podcast.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.